Welcome to the Startup Chat with Steli and Heaton.
Oh, yeah, you should review the podcast and all that, because Steli usually does this, and I always forget that kind of stuff.
Review us!
Yeah, please. Good, bad, ugly. Today, I want to ask Steli about speaking and how he thinks about speaking at conferences. I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
The reason is, when I hear him speak, he cusses a lot. But
fuck yeah.
But but people love it. And I think he told me that I don't have the energy for speaking once. He didn't say it like that, but he basically said it like that.
What?
Yeah. And my style is a lot different than his that I actually got feedback on. And that's why I have the style I have. So I think this is going to be a very interesting discussion.
Okay.
Because I know that people do like my style as well. But I think I can learn a lot from your style.
Okay.
I don't think you can learn that much from mine, to be honest.
Okay.
Because it's, it's very tactical. But I'm impressed by how you do it and how people react to it, which is the most important part.
Okay.
Except the people that don't like your cussing, but... You know,
fuck
actually, you know, there's a whole study on this. So, so as a quick thing, a quick aside, we talked in some other episode about cussing and your speaking. And the quick aside is actually when you cuss, people trust you more.
Really?
There's some study somewhere.
Really?
You know, there's a study for everything.
Yeah, of course.
But like I read that and that, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, somebody who listens to this, or if you do it,
yeah.
We need to find that study. So when people tell me I need to cuss less, I can just send them that
link.
Yeah,
we'll link to it. I'll find it. I'm good at finding stuff on Google.
All right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about speaking at conferences because you do it a lot. I do it a lot.
Yeah.
To me personally, I'm doing it in an increasing fashion.
Yeah, I noticed.
And we've done it together, which was the starting point of this podcast.
Yeah.
You guys can go back to episode 2 and listen to our experiences at MicroConf and how that made us start a podcast together.
Yep.
And that actually is a good point because I'm going to share a little bit of what my opinion is on your public speaking.
Great.
And then I'm going to share... why I do and how I do what I do, and
great.
Then let's just take it from there.
But make sure you're critical.
Yes, I will be critical.
Do it. Let's go.
All right. So first, let me talk a little bit about you. We'll do, instead of a shit sandwich, we're going to do a Heaton Steli Heaton sandwich in terms of the format.
Sure.
So I've known of you, I think, since I came to the Valley, like 8 years ago. Like
okay.
As long as I can remember, I've known about Heaton Shah, the founder of Crazy Egg and Kissmetrics,
okay.
Right? And I remember you starting Kissmetrics, it being a new thing. I remember all the blog posts about it. I've known of you and your co-founder, Neil, for as long as I can think of, in terms of like my Silicon Valley and startup life.
Yeah.
I've always just, for the longest time, I've just seen your face at a lot of places. And I know of you, but I wasn't consuming anything of you. So I didn't know who you are and what you're all about. I knew a little bit more about Neil because he blogs a lot.
Yeah.
And then I think eventually I started tuning into your Twitter feed and thinking, oh, this guy shares a lot of cool content. So he knows a lot. And I remember at some point starting to read, like, I remember being on your Twitter, I think, at the time, and reading the quote. It's a quote you have in your signature when you send people email. It's a quote that's important to you, which is the Zig Ziglar one, which is like, the way to get whatever you want in life is to make other people get what they want in life.
Help other people get what they want.
Which instantly made me love you, right? I was like, all right, this person is an awesome person. If I look at, and this also gave me the context, if I look at everything you share through the lens of this is an important quote to you, it kind of gives me an idea of who you are, right?
Okay.
So I started appreciating you, but I did not know who you are and what your voice is. And when I first met you at the panel we did together at SalesConf, and we were at the panel, I was like, holy shit, Heaton is cool. Like, this is a cool dude.
Yeah.
Like, he does not give a shit. He's real. He's no bullshit.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect. You could have been a super, like, button-up, nicey-nicey, cleanly-cleanly, always just being nice to everybody. And I would not have been surprised about that.
Yeah.
Right? So...
But that's not how you help people.
No, that's not how you help people.
Being nice
to them. No. You're not. But what I'm saying is that both there and at MicroConf, when we spent the first 2 days in person together, I was surprised at who you truly are.
Yeah.
And what I was surprised about was that you are an incredibly compelling person. But when I was just looking at the things I knew about you online, they were a much cleaner, simpler, less edgy, less it was harder for me to tell just reading your stuff who you are and what kind of a personality you are.
Yeah.
Right? So when I met you in person, I was like, this guy is awesome. And he's like, and also you were saying like you were one of the few people that you could ask questions about and you'd be like so honest. Oh, what do you think about this amazing CEO? He's an asshole. Like, awesome. Why? Right? Yeah. You're like just super frank about everything. So I instantly loved you at a much deeper level than I ever cared about you just
from the online
stuff. From the online stuff. Yeah. And it was different than that. So, and that's also my feedback on like seeing you on stage. When you do website teardowns or when we did the website teardown together,
yeah.
You're yourself. Like you're your true on the panel. You're just like your honest, unfiltered awesomeness.
Yeah.
When you do a talk, and I watched two talks of you prior to seeing you on MicroConf Live, and then I saw you on stage. I think what makes your talks amazing is that you have a lot of content.
Yeah.
Your content is really good. And it's really tactical. I think what is missing for me is your voice.
Yeah.
Like if I take away the content, I can only listen to the way of presentation. I can't really tell that it's you necessarily.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what's missing for me.
Yeah.
All right. So that's my general critical feedback
makes
on
sense.
You.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you how I think about doing things, and then we'll come back to your response on that. And like, if I have any advice for you on speaking or just even exploring what we think about that. So here's my journey in terms of public speaking. When I started speaking, my template for success or what I was trying to accomplish was to be as polished as possible. And my talks, I don't have a good example for you right now, but you know these guys that are doing a lot of public speaking, like sales trainers or personal growth trainers that are like just every word is perfect and their body language is perfect and they have these stories and it's all premeditated. It's just A to Z perfection, right? Yes. And it's so cool and it's like, wow. But it's also, it's like a fucking McDonald's cheeseburger. It's just like super, it's kind of fake. No person speaks like that, right? No person really speaks like that. Nobody would have a conversation. These people don't talk like that
and
to
so
other people.
Is that what you meant by when you first started, you wanted to be polished?
Yes.
You meant like that scripted, it's motivating, it's great.
Yes.
But it's stale because of that?
Yes, it's stale. It's inauthentic.
Okay.
But it makes people, maybe the vast majority of people will look at you and go, wow, this person is a great public speaker.
Yeah.
He knows everything about public speaking. He's like, body language is perfect. Yeah. His wording is perfect. He never loses a train of thought. It's just all the entire A to Z, this whole thing is scripted to perfection.
Like if he had a public speaking coach, it'd be like A+.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, A+. Okay. So that was my ambition.
Okay.
And I was doing this and usually a few people would always comment on like, oh, you're a very good public speaker. And I would go, yes, thank you. You know, that's what I was going for. Until I had to do I did a presentation at a very large conference a long time ago for my first failed startup that I was working on for 5 years in Silicon Valley. That was like my big failure, soul crushing failure. So, but at one point we got invited to like this big event where you present in front of a ton of people and it's useless, right? And lots of startups paid for that, used to pay for that. We got invited for free. Otherwise we would have never gone. So I prepared for this 2-minute product presentation and I did the same fucking thing. Like it was my best polished presentation ever. And I was pretty proud of myself. And a friend of mine was with me at that conference. And after I gave that talk, I asked my friend, what did you think of my presentation? And his response was, oh, it was cool. And I just picked up that, all right, he didn't like it. So I was like, caring about feedback, and we had an episode
that you
need to listen to about feedback, but hearing that I was like, no, what do you really mean? Like, what was your honest feedback? And he was like, you know, honestly, I really didn't give a shit about your presentation, and that hurt. Like, that was the moment where I was like, ooh, this hurts. This hurts. And I was like, wait, why? What did I do wrong? And he said, listen, the thing is, like, yes, you did everything right in terms of like the Toastmasters rule book of how to do public speaking. But you were not yourself. I didn't know who you were. And I did not care about whoever the fuck that person was on stage. ooh, that feedback hurt. Even better. Hurt, right? So for a while after that, that feedback never left
stuck
me.
Stuck in your head, yeah.
But I never had any big public conference speaking gig after that for a long time. So when 3 years ago I was invited to this big conference, Pioneers Festival, which is basically the kickoff to all the conference speaking I'm doing now, that kicked it off for me.
Yeah.
Before doing my talk at this conference that has a few thousand people, it's a huge event in Europe, I started preparing for that presentation in my normal presentation preparing habit of like trying to do this polished public speaking thing. And then I remembered that feedback and was like, all right, let's stop this. Let me do it differently because I really don't want to be that person anymore. And in my deepest, you know, at my core, I do agree with them. So, all right. So then what I did.
Yeah, like that's feedback you accepted. Like,
I accepted
it
because,
yes.
because it was real.
It was right.
Yeah. So I stopped myself and I said, all right, what is the purpose of me giving this talk? And I realized I was operating under the premise that the purpose of the talk is to feel as amazing as possible about myself on stage. It's just to get as much ego boost out of that talk as possible. And I was like, whoa, that's fucked up.
That's not who you are.
That's not who I am, and that's not what I want it to be. So I was like, so what do I want it to be? And I was like, I want to give as much value as fucking possible to these people.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, so what's my purpose? What is the one thing that I think I can give to them more than anyone else that's going to be speaking there? I was like, all right, I want to give all of them a fucking kick in the ass. I want all of them to get outside their comfort zone and hustle harder than they ever did. That's the thing I can do nobody else can do.
That's right.
I can give them advice on startups and lean this and lean that and products and funding and raising. But there's tons of other speakers that can do that. But the kick in the ass and the hustle is my thing.
Yeah.
So then I decided to do the following. So that was the big shift in thinking. And then I said, if that's what I really need to do, it should be more about passion and more about getting them to wake up and waking them up and giving them practical advice of how they can go and do that than being perfect in public speaking. So that made me not prepare the speech as well. So all I did is I sat down. So usually I would practice a speech out loud, A to Z.
Yeah.
So I didn't do that anymore. And I said, all right, I'm going to just think through what are the things I want to share. Is this, just like you go with content and blog posts, does this make sense? Is this a natural progression? If this was
flow,
a blog post,
storyline.
What's the story here?
Yeah.
And then editing, what doesn't fit the storyline? Oh, I really want to say this, but just doesn't fit the entire storyline. So I would just edit away everything that doesn't fit a nice storyline. I had like a nice, like, this is the kind of, how do you think about doing sales and hustling for a startup from A to Z? From you have no customers to you have some customers. What are the steps you have to take? And that's it. I didn't prepare anything else. And I said, all right, these are the few slides I have. I don't know the words that I'm going to use to say these things. I don't know exactly what I want to say. But what I know is I'm going to go on stage and I'm going to give as much as I can. I'm going to just try to make it my whole purpose to give them as much as I have. And I gave that talk that way. And at the beginning, if you watch that talk, it's like the, whatever, Steli, type in Steli app.